Page 91. 8. Making a difference. 6. Vocabulary. Read the article again. Match the words in bold in the article with the definitions. Write the words. 0. Groups of people who live together, usually outside towns and cities, and have the same language, culture, and history. Tribes. 1. The rise in temperature of the Earth's climate. 2. A living thing. 3. Are afraid. 4. Weak, easy to damage. 5. Large masses of ice that move slowly. 6. The tops of mountains. 7. Very small. 8. Something that will probably harm or destroy something else. Pronunciation. F/V/B. Consonant sounds. Go to page 143. Writing. An article for the school magazine. 1. Read this article from a school magazine. Answer the questions. 1. What is its purpose? 2. How has the river changed? 3. What are the main reasons for the problems? 4. What will happen if the situation doesn't change? 5. What should people do? 2. Put the words in the correct order to make sentences from the article. Then go through it and underline the evidence the writer uses to support each of these statements. 1. So, there, beautiful, once, Quilla River, was. 2. Situation, alarming, is, there. 3. There, river, and, look at, banks, just. 3. Match the sentence halves. Which of them talk about possible consequences? Which are suggestions? Which are predictions? 1. If politicians wake up and we all do something. 2. We need stricter laws. 3. In a few years' time. 4. So I really think politicians. 5. The situation will be even worse in a few years. A. To protect our river. B. Unless factories stop polluting. C. We might once again be able to enjoy the river. D. Should do something about it. E. All the fish may be dead. 4. The article has 4 paragraphs. Which of them? A. Expresses the writer's hope that the situation will be better in the future. B. Introduces the topic. C. Describes problems and says what should be done. D. Describes problems, says what will happen if nothing is done and what should be done. The sad story of the once beautiful river. The Quilla River was once so beautiful that there is even a song about it. And now? The situation is alarming. There are lots of factories along the river. Newspapers have recently reported that the water in the river is totally polluted. There are hardly any fish left, and the water itself smells terrible. The situation will be even worse in a few years unless factories stop polluting the water. So I really think politicians should do something about it. We need stricter laws to protect our river. And just look at the river banks. They are covered in litter. It seems that there are lots of people who throw their waste into the river. This must stop. We should all get together and help clean up the river banks. If politicians wake up and we all do something, we might once again be able to enjoy the beauty of the river. Let's hope it's not too late. 5. Choose one of these environmental problems and make notes about what the situation is now, possible consequences and what people should do. A. One of the problems mentioned in this unit, for example, deforestation in the Amazon. B. An environmental issue in your town or country. 6. Write an article for your school magazine presenting the environmental issue you have chosen. Find a good title. Write an introduction that catches the reader's interest. Describe what the problems are, what you think the consequences might be, and what people should do.